Welcome to the Stop Italian Sounding Podcast, uncovering authentic Italian food. I'm your host, Robert Campana, and join me as we delve into the rich heritage of genuine Italian food, exploring its legends, history, and traditions. Through important tips and insightful interviews with industry professionals, you'll gain a deeper understanding of authentic Italian food. So, I received a few messages from some of my followers on Instagram about how to identify authentic Italian restaurants outside of Italy, and I thought that that would be a great topic for today's show, and that's exactly what I want to talk about, because especially here in the Northeast of the United States, we see so many options that are Italian, quote-unquote. At least the restaurant looks Italian, so I want to help you out and offer you some tips in identifying authentic Italian restaurants outside of Italy, because it can be quite difficult at times. So the most important tip that I could offer you, the thing that I always do first, is to take a look at the menu, and if possible, to take a look at the menu before you get to the restaurant, so online. And you're going to be looking specifically for the layout of that menu. Because a typical Italian restaurant will have it will start with the antipasto, so the appetizer, then it would go on to the primi piatti, the secondi piatti, the contorni, and the dolci. So I'm going to explain specifically what that all means. So starting with the antipasto, it should be labeled like that. Antipasto, typically things will be labeled in Italian, but the antipasto is the appetizer. So you're going to find small portions of things. Could be cold cuts, prosciutto, bresaola, or different types of cheeses. Could be an array of different things depending on what region of Italy that restaurant's from, or where the chef's from, or what the chef feels like preparing for that day. So the antipasto, or the antipasti in the plural form, are the appetizers. Next, we have the primi piatti. So the primi piatti are typically dishes that include pasta. Or rice, like risotto, or even could be soups. And then after that, you have the secondi piatti, and the secondi piatti are typically meats. So could be red meat, white meat, could be fish. And then you have the contorni after that. The contorni are the side dishes, so side dishes of vegetables. And then finally, the dolci. The dolci are the desserts. So this is the number one thing that I look for, the order of the menu. And once, let's just say, the restaurant, quote unquote, passes that test, I look for other stuff as well. So if I end up going to that restaurant, me personally, I'd like to get to know the owner or the chef. And I see if that owner or chef is Italian. And that's also another indication as to if the restaurant is authentically Italian or not. But I should mention that the owner or the chef doesn't have to be Italian, because I've been to a restaurant. There's a restaurant in Philly that I've been to where the chef is 100% American, but has spent extensive time in Italy and learned the industry very well over there, and then moved back to the United States and opened up a restaurant. And that restaurant was absolutely fantastic. So the chef doesn't necessarily have to be born and raised in Italy, but I would say that the chef or the owner should know about Italian cuisine, absolutely. And also there should be a knowledgeable staff. So not saying that the servers have to speak Italian, but they should know how to pronounce the dishes. And the first word that always comes into my brain is the word bruschetta. And if they're offering you, you know, bruschetta, then that just shows me that there's no attention to detail from the owner's point of view. Pronouncing words correctly, I'm not saying that you have to pronounce with the Italian accent. Bruschetta is fine. But there should be a sense of, let's just say, urgency when pronouncing these things correctly, because it gives more credibility to that actual restaurant when somebody is trying to look for an authentic Italian restaurant. So I decided to put together some red flags that could be present in a restaurant that would indicate that it is not Italian. And if you see these things, then chances are it's an Italian sounding restaurant. So the first thing that I have over here is the fact that if a restaurant exaggerates the Italianness, and what I mean by that, you know, pictures of Italy all over the place, or, you know, the music is obnoxiously, you know, that old fashioned Italian music, or even the red and white checkered tablecloth, which I didn't even think that restaurants still did that, but I guess they do. Those are some indications that it's an Italian sounding restaurant. Also, my rule of thumb is the bigger the Italian flag outside of the restaurant, the more likely it is to actually not be Italian at all. So real Italian restaurants don't exaggerate the fact that they're Italian. The next thing to look for, and it kind of goes back to my first tip when it comes to the menu, is to look for spelling errors on the menu. And I know it's difficult if you don't speak Italian to identify spelling errors. So this kind of wouldn't pertain to you if you do not speak the language. But if you do speak the language, you should look for spelling errors. And also the use of English for the names of dishes. So typically, an authentic Italian restaurant will have the actual official name of that dish and then underneath a description in English. So the name will be in its original form, so in Italian, written correctly, of course, with no spelling errors. And then underneath, there will be a description in English. My next red flag to look out for are the stereotypical Italian dishes, quote-unquote Italian dishes that actually are Italian-American. And I think of things like chicken parm or spaghetti and meatballs. And that's not to say that chicken parm or spaghetti and meatballs don't have their place, because personally speaking, I love chicken parm. It is an Italian-American dish, and it definitely has its place. It has its own history, so on and so forth. But it's not Italian. So the stereotypical, quote unquote, Italian dishes that are Italian American, in my opinion, would be another red flag, which leads me to my next point, which is the, quote unquote, side of pasta option, which is not an option in Italy. It is not an actual Italian thing. So authentic Italian restaurants will never have that. So if the server is asking you, would you like a side of pasta with that steak? Then you should know that you're not in an Italian restaurant. Authentic Italian restaurants will never serve meat together, or they'll never ask you to, quote unquote, add protein to a pasta. So if you get, I don't know, a carbonara and they say, would you like to add chicken strips to it? That's not 100% not Italian at all. So it's a major, major red flag. And the last thing I'd like to mention is the number of ingredients that you could find on the menu. So Italian traditional food is actually very simple. And the flavors, as you would understand, are very, very distinct, as using fresh raw materials is very prevalent in Italian cooking. So actually less is considered more. And it's about, of course, bringing out the very best in every product that you include in that dish. So if you have a huge list of ingredients, then that could be another red flag when it comes to looking for an authentic Italian restaurant. But if you had to pick out one important thing from today's show and remember that thing, I'm going to go back to the order of the menu. So the antipasto, then primi piatti, then secondi piatti, contorni, and dolci. The order of the menu is so incredibly important, because that indicates that the owner or the chef understands how an Italian restaurant actually operates and understands that first courses do not go together with second courses. They are separate dishes in itself, because those dishes not only are made with passion, made with love, but also have histories behind it and have distinct flavors that don't specifically match with other dishes. So that alone, in my opinion, is the one thing that you should take away from today's show. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the stories of authentic Italian cuisine. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more insights and interviews. Also, feel free to reach out with your thoughts or questions on our social media channels at Stop Italian Sounding or on our website, stopitasounding.com. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima.